We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Reminder, on Thursday of this week, we are going to be live on location at Ingles Markets in Spartanburg. I'm going to keep it real with you guys because I always do, all right? Of all of the shows that we ever do on location, the area that I am most impressed by in terms of how they turn out for a live show is the Spartanburg area. Of all the areas we've been, and this little tour that we've been doing this fall has brought us all over the upstate. We've been as far north as Landrum, as far southwest, is it, as Seneca. We've been in Liberty. We've been in all parts in between, and it has been absolutely positively fantastic. But I've been most impressed. We've had the most people show up in the Spartanburg area, so I'm really, really looking forward to being out there this Thursday. Cannot wait to be rocking out with you guys this week on Thursday indeed. All right, it is time to do that thing that we do. It is time to do the top five at five. The top five biggest sports stories of the day, the top five topics we are discussing, the top five at five starts right now. Hit it. All right, at number five today. And here I thought this was only happening in Canada. Days after they were blindsided by the announcement from Santa Clara County that contact sports are banned for the next 3 weeks, the 49ers have officially decided to move their entire football operation to Arizona for at least the duration of those restrictions. Let's be honest, the 49ers have been paying Kyler Murray rent for quite some time now because he owns them. So this is actually no surprise. But San Francisco is on the move because of rules and regulations up until this point that we've only heard of from other countries, right? In England, there is talk that you will not be allowed to go to work if you don't get the vaccine. In Canada, they don't let the Blue Jays play at home. They won't let the Raptors play at home. They're going to be the Tampa Bay Raptors when the NBA season gets kick-started next month. Can you believe that? We haven't seen anything like that in this country, even in the midst of a pandemic, until this. You know, basically, the county said to the 49ers, and channeling my inner Stuart Scott, you don't got to go home, but you got to get the heck up out of here. And that's exactly what they're doing. Playing in Arizona, thumbs up or thumbs down to Santa Clara County kicking the 49ers out of their home. What do you think? Next up, Clemson fans. I always believe that you guys tune into the show because I'm going to be honest with you. Number one, right? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to shoot straight and I'm going to work as hard as I can on the show. So please forgive me for the following statement. I think Clemson has a boring problem, and that is everything surrounding their team, their program right now is boring. It's just boring. You know, Dabo Sweeney here was, you know, commenting on Trevor Lawrence here. And, you know, he says that Trevor Lawrence is the best player in the country. He says that Trevor Lawrence could win the Heisman if that was their focus, but it's never been their focus. There is just, and you can feel it in the stadium, you can feel it at Death Valley when you're watching Clemson games, folks. There is almost a malaise there from the fans. There is a lack of an atmosphere there at Death Valley. And I'd like to explore the origins of that with you. Is it just as simple as every game to you is a stroll in the park? You know you're not going to be challenged in any game against ACC opposition? You know, Clemson has had one game each of the last 2 years that has amped up the fans. Last year, it was Texas A&M. This year, it was Notre Dame. That Notre Dame game was a loss. But you can just feel, generally, the lack of excitement surrounding the team. And, you know, call it what it is, and Dabo Swinney would hate me for saying this, right? But it's just the lack, and you can't blame Clemson for this, because it's largely, in my opinion, the lack of quality competition in the ACC. But as a radio show host, let me tell you that what is going on in Columbia right now is far more interesting than the next game on the schedule for Clemson. If you're a Clemson fan, would you agree that they have a boring problem? I would channel you. I would be impressed if there's any objective Clemson fans out there that are willing to admit this, that are willing to admit that, there is some drama that is missing in recent Clemson seasons. I'd be curious. You know, Alonzo and I were chatting about this a bit off the air. We both agree that Clemson has a bit of a boring problem this year in 2020. Next up. All right, folks. So Shane Beamer, the South Carolina Gamecock coaching candidate, right, was asked today about his coaching pedigree and his coaching resume. And he said the following: I feel better prepared to be a head coach with the roles I've held over the years rather than if I'd only been an offensive coordinator. I've coached offense, defense in the SEC. I've been a recruiting coordinator, special teams coordinator, and an associate head coach. By no means am I comparing myself to Urban Meyer or Dabo Swinney, but neither of those guys were offensive or defensive coordinators either. So he's bringing up some big names in his defense. He is clearly, at this point, Shane Beamer is lobbying for the job at South Carolina. I don't know if Lincoln Riley has an issue with that, but he's clearly doing it. Do you buy that? Does Shane Beamer have a point here? That what has taken place over the course of his career serves as ample experience for him moving forward. I still think the fact that he's never been a head coach, that he's never been a coordinator, that really, really bugs me. And I know that Dabo wasn't any of those things either. But that was a needle in a haystack hire. And it feels to me like the Gamecocks are very, very close to throwing their Dabo Swinney Hail Mary right now. Next up. All right. Dabo Swinney, you would think that Dabo would be moving on from this Florida State hate lately, but he's not. And I love the fact that he isn't, because this is really, really, really entertaining. You know, he was asked, hey, would you play Florida State if they want to reschedule with you? And here's what he said. And if you guys listen to this show on a daily basis, you know your humble host here used the exact same analogy that Dabo did. Dabo's listening. Make no mistake about it. He's tuned into the show, because Dabo said about Florida State, we had a runaway bride. We were walking down the aisle. I believe my exact words were, they got left at the altar in Tallahassee. They had a wedding and they got left at the altar there, Clemson did. So Dabo says, we had a runaway bride. We were walking down the aisle. On whether he would play Florida State, he said, I don't think we should have to prepare for a 12th game. We prepared to play for 11. Clemson is going to finish with 10 games played this season. They will have prepared for 11 games, and they will not have played 11 games because Florida State wussed out right at the last second. And Dabo says, I don't feel like preparing for Florida State twice. Don't feel like doing it. We prepared for 11 games this year. Agree or disagree with Dabo's sentiments on that? And finally, never let anybody define for you in your life what your ceiling is. Never let anybody do that to you. Ever, ever, ever. Folks, we're asking a question. We're posing a question to you today. Can you win a national title in Colombia? We had Cole Bryson on. Cole couldn't stop laughing that we were even asking that question. Lonzo got deeply offended at the point that he told Cole he's going to trip him the next time he's around him. Lonzo says, yes, you can. Cole says, you can't even come close to winning a national title in Colombia. If I ask you that question, is it possible to win a national title in Colombia? What is your answer? And in the why or why not, if your answer is no, what permanent obstacles stand in the way of the Gamecocks winning a national title? You know, Clemson wasn't a blue blood program in college football. South Carolina isn't a blue blood program in college football. Yet when I look at who's won the national titles in the last 30 years, how far down do we have to go before we reach a time when a blue blood, when it wasn't a blue blood that won a national title? Let's go through it. LSU, Clemson, Alabama, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Florida State, Alabama, Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, Florida, LSU, Florida, Texas, Southern California, LSU, Southern California, Ohio State, Miami, Oklahoma, Florida State, Tennessee, Michigan, Nebraska, Florida, Nebraska, Nebraska, Florida State, Alabama, and here we are. 1991, Washington. Not a blue blood program, won the national title, shared it with Miami that year. 1990, two teams shared it. Bill McCartney's Colorado Buffaloes and Bobby Ross's Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. I lived in Colorado during that time. Neither Colorado nor Georgia Tech is a blue blood program. Brigham Young won the national title in 1984. But I would argue, folks, that Clemson again serves as proof that South Carolina can win a national title. Clemson, I don't think anybody would consider Clemson to have been a blue blood program before Deshaun Watson walked through that door in 2016. Do you agree? Clemson is fastly becoming a blue blood program with their success under Dabo Swinney. But I would argue that if you think about the history of the sport, there's a difference between the other names we've heard the last 30 years. Florida, Texas, LSU, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State. There's a difference between those programs. Those are blue blood programs. I think Clemson is becoming a blue blood program. If not for Clemson, you really have to go back 30 years, 29 years, 1991, for the last time a non-blue blood program won a national title. So I ask you guys the open-ended question. Can you win a national title at South Carolina? Was chatting with Booger McFarland about this off the air. Booger says no. Booger says the ceiling at South Carolina is below that. If I'm a Gamecock fan, that offends me. That offends me. If I'm listening to what Cole Bryson says, that offends me. All right? Because I believe there is no reason. There is no obstacle that cannot be hurdled for the Gamecocks in their efforts to win a national championship. I believe they can. All right. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. You can get to us on Twitter, where if you follow us on our station account at ESPN Upstate, we'll give you a shout out here live on the air at ESPN Upstate on Twitter, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air, that's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, and finally email. You guys can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get in touch with us here on the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. Let's get to some of your texts. You guys have been great on the text line yesterday and today. I'm blown away at what we're seeing here. Let's see here. Mark, the Spartanburg area is always better. Listen, this is a guy who doesn't like Furman. We carry Furman basketball here, but I read the texts that come into the show. The Spartanburg area is always better because we are Wofford fans, unlike that bleep Furman bleep. This is what a texter says. We love Furman here, all right, but we read the texts that come in. All I'm saying is I love the turnout that we get every single time that we are in Spartanburg. Every time we take a show on the road, the turnout is incredible. Why would you not play them and kick their ass, Mark Ryan, Florida State? Why would you not play them? Dabo is a child. Ouch. Clemson fans, how do you feel about that one? How do you feel about that statement? Let's see here. A texter says, Mark, I'm a Clemson fan. See, ultimate respect for this guy. Ultimate respect. I'm a Clemson fan, and I would agree with your statement about Clemson football being kind of boring. I often find myself watching the games and being bored because I expect us to hang 28 points a quarter on everyone. I guess you can call that the new Clemsoning. You know, I have a theory, folks, that Clemson has a boring problem right now. And they wouldn't have that problem if they played in the SEC, where the SEC is good enough, teams like Auburn are good enough to hang with you for a half, you know, and at least challenge you. A&M's good enough to give you a game. LSU in recent seasons, Alabama every year, Florida, Georgia sometimes, right? Well, let's be honest, Florida every year can give you a game. But the rest of the ACC, I think Clemson has a boring problem right now. I do. And then finally, Mark, sure they can win one, but it's going to take South Carolina can win one, but it's going to take as much time as it took Clemson. And it's certainly not something they should expect. Another texter says, Mark, a nice dream is for Carolina to win a natty and Herbstreit has to call the game. Is there a theory, Lonzo, that Kirk Herbstreit doesn't like the Gamecocks?
No, he's a big time Clemson homer. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, because his kids play there.
Well, even before that, he was bleeding the orange.
You know, Herbstreit, there is a little country club to Herbstreit, and I think he's down with the country club feel at Clemson. I think he thinks his kids are going to get – I think he knows his kids are going to get
– I think he might be boys with the coach. That's what I'm thinking of.
You think so?
I think so.
Let's get to Adam in Spartanburg, who is up next on the show. Adam, thanks so much for the call, pal. You're offsides. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just I just want to get your take on the – I've always been a Florida State fan for 35 years, and do you think that they are just waiting and just chickening out on these games until they can get Norville to understand his players and to maybe – so it won't be embarrassed? And my second question is – do you think that Dabo Swinney has a little bit of a superiority complex because when Florida State was hanging 50 on him in Death Valley a few years back, he certainly wasn't so high and mighty, and he sounds like he was kind of chastising the media last week, and I didn't see that in him when he was losing. So winning should bring out your character as well as losing. But I just wanted to get your take on that, and how long do you think Florida State will take to get back to relevance?
Yeah, Adam, thanks so much for the call, man. Do greatly appreciate it, and happy to provide that answer for you. I am still leaning toward Mike Norvell being the guy that's able to turn that around if he is given the time. I don't think there's a coach in the country right now, Urban included, that would not be going through a dumpster fire of a season right now for Florida State. No practice time, horrible culture there, me-first culture with the players. Some of that in Columbia, but not nearly as bad as Florida State. And yes, Adam, they chickened out of playing Clemson. The proof of that is that Clemson met all of the ACC guidelines to play the game, and Florida State still elected not to play. Not only that, but Now Bronco Mendenhall at Virginia is livid, totally pissed off at the Seminoles, is demanding that the ACC rewrite their protocols. Can you believe, I mean, think of what people are thinking of the program at Florida State right now. When they pulled what they pulled against Clemson, I said they're not going to live this down, that this offense is going to stay with them. Then they did it 2 weeks in a row. Folks, it wasn't just canceling the games. You know, when I was in the band at Florida, you have no idea everything that goes in that is involved in a road trip with a large number of people. You have no idea the logistical nightmares that you go through, right? A bus breaks down. Now you got, you know, three people, you know, busloads full of four people now pack four busloads, I should say, now packing into three buses, right? You got people standing up for 8 hours on trips. The planning that's involved, Virginia took the trip to Tallahassee. They did the same bloody thing that they did to Clemson. And Bronco Mendenhall said, we need some damn new ACC protocols here. Because the protocols, if we meet them, you're on the hook to play. You're on the hook to play. You know, Virginia met the protocols. Florida State didn't play. Clemson met the protocols. Florida State didn't play. What did I say after that happened? I said, I don't think Florida State's going to play another game this year. Because if they're going to walk away from playing now, when Clemson has one positive case, when are they ever going to have another opponent who doesn't have a positive case? What has happened since the Clemson decision Saturday morning, 10 days ago? What has happened? Well, number one, they have canceled the Virginia game. Number two, they've canceled the Duke game. I'd be shocked if Florida State plays another game at any point between now and the end of the season. All right, college football playoff rankings will be revealed tonight. What do we expect to see? That, my friends, is on the flip side. Here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, we are ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Texter says, glad you caught yourself and said Clemson is becoming a blue blood program, Mark. You were implying that they are when they are the definition of a nouveau niche. They act like it too. They haven't been there. Tacky, just like their tacky coach. So says Jeffrey in Spartanburg. Clemson fans, you going to take that one line down? If Dabo's a child, then South Carolina is a team with a deadbeat daddy who doesn't know why their father keeps leaving them.
Yeah, but you should have read it. If Dabo's a child.
So says the texter here on the text line. Pick your top four projections in order through conference championship weekend, Mark and Lonzo. Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame, these rematches are good for ratings. Holds true with two lost teams as well. I personally believe Dabo is the biggest whiny baby among all the head coaches in the NCAA, a texter says. Kirk Herbstreit flat out said Sarkisian would be crazy to take the Gamecocks job. Bad for recruiting, and he knows it. And Kirk Herbstreit has a bromance with Dabo. Texter says, to respond to the FSU caller, Adam, Dabo is the coach that brought Clemson to prominence by challenging teams out of conference. LOL at Superiority Complex, he's the most down-to-earth coach out there. You know, sometimes as a host, I just read the stuff and I just get out of the way. You know, you guys are the show sometimes, and it's so entertaining just to watch Clemson and South Carolina fans go back and forth. My buddy who's filled in on this show, Jeff Pantridge, said to me, Mark, and I've never shared this with you guys before, okay? He said, Mark, you are absolutely perfect for that market, and no other host's ratings should be expected to be what yours are. And I said, why? Why shouldn't I expect anyone else's ratings to be what ours are? And he said, point blank, he said, I think you're better than Paul Feinbaum, but it's that kind of relationship. It's like you are the fire starter in a market where two sides hate each other. And I find that to be, and he said, you're the perfect fit for that market. For this market, number one, I love it here. Number two, I'm flattered that he said that. Do you guys think that as well? Do I remind you of Paul Feinbaum kind of stoking the flames between Alabama and Auburn here in the upstate?
I haven't seen you in going on a year, and so I don't know if your ear's gotten bigger yet.
I'm working on it, Lonzo.
Okay.
The hair has certainly taken a turn for the worse in terms of the whiteness of it. You know, if you saw me now, Lonzo, you would say, damn, you look old. You look old.
I don't think that's what I would say, but, you know.
What would you say?
I would say, man, you really belong on the soap opera.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm getting old. I'm really getting old this last year. I feel it, man. I feel like I see all the white coming in. You know, that is the weirdest thing to me because I hate, I don't know, like they say, you know, women always tell you guys that they love the aging gracefully, right? They love kind of like the George Clooney, you know, losing the color of your hair and having it be white. I can't stand it, man. I can't stand it. I look like Santa Claus these days.
Well, now we know what to get you for Christmas.
If you get me a Santa suit.
No. I was going to get you to brush that gray right out of your beard.
Just for Mark. Yeah. Get me just for Mark.
That's what we'll do.
All right? Get me just for Mark, and I will love you forever. Let's see here. A texter says, I wish my whiny kid made as much money as Dabo Swinney. By the way, you guys agree or disagree with that? Texter says, let's see here. Only compliment that you can get when compared to Paul is what you receive, Mark. Paul Feinbaum is annoying, Mark. You're not. Not all the time, anyway. Hey, backhanded compliments are still compliments, Texter. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you so much for the backhanded compliment there. Jeffrey's favorite color must be green because he's sounding awful jealous. That text about Clemson, go Tigers, and tell him he can put those Gamecock shirts to good use tonight and build a fire. He can put those Gamecock shirts tonight to good use tonight and build a fire. Lonzo, if you're going to play that, play the South Carolina one too.
That's retired, man. That no longer applies.
That always applies.
I have no problem with playing it, but how does that apply since he's no longer there?
It's not about him. It's about the program.
I don't want to hear that voice again. He's gone. You need to give me a period of time where I can relish the fact that I don't have to hear it anymore. Don't have to hear him anymore.
There's a statute of limitations. I'm hearing Muschamp's voice on this show.
Give me another 3 days. Next week, we'll bring it back.
By the way, you know, people with this job send me all kinds of information, and I appreciate it. I've gotten a ton of messages from people, a ton, saying that Beamer's the guy, they're going to hire Beamer, he's the coach. You know, so it seems like that's what everybody believes right now. I still think, as of this moment, it's a two-horse race between Beamer and Napier, and I think Napier is a much better hire. I totally disagree with Lonzo. I know that surprises you. We agree on everything, right? But I totally disagree with Lonzo. I think if you hire Napier, you know, you're not a coach away from having the right head coach. You've got the right head coach moving forward. does that guy want to be in Columbia, South Carolina? Does he want to stay there in Columbia, South Carolina? That is the million-dollar question that we have for you here. All right, coming up next, what to expect tonight in the college football playoff rankings reveal? We'll tell you right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, a.k.a. the Paul Feinbaum Show of the Upstate, here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Let us check on our text line here. Texter says, Mark, let's see here. Jeffrey has been an LSU fan. We've got a Clemson and South Carolina fans going back and forth now. I love this. Jeffrey has been an LSU fan for 25 years. Scoreboard from January, Clemson. I do have a degree from USC, but go real Tigers. Also, it's nouveau rich, not niche, as you said. They just got money, and they act like it, too. So says Jeffrey in Spartanburg. Getting to all your texts and all your tweets and all of your calls here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate, the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Reminder, Thursday of this week, we will be at Ingalls, Warren Abernathy Highway, in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Spartanburg, South Carolina. We will be there, and we look forward to seeing you guys, to meeting many of you guys out there in Spartanburg on Thursday at Ingalls. Appreciate you guys so much. All right, so we have the reveal of the college football playoff rankings this evening. What do we think is going to happen? What do we expect? Folks, I think that Ohio State takes a drop tonight. I really do. I think Ohio State drops tonight because there's just kind of a down feeling. There's a feeling of question about whether they're going to be able to be eligible for the Big Ten championship game. I think there's an opportunity for Florida to move
into
that.
I just have a question. So about Ohio State, so they've gotten worse?
It's not about that.
Between
about
last week and this week, they got worse?
No, not at all.
Okay, did they have a loss?
No.
Okay, so why have they dropped?
Because there's not a belief they're going to finish their season in a way that they need to play for the conference championship.
They'll change the rules. They'll change the rules. They absolutely they haven't will
yet.
Change the rules.
You keep saying that's going to happen. It hasn't happened
it
yet.
Will. You'll see.
It hasn't happened yet.
I'm not the only one saying it.
So how do I see the ratings tonight? How do I see them coming out? I see Alabama number one. I see Notre Dame number two. I see Clemson number three. Give me the Gators at number four. Texas A&M number five. I'll go with the Buckeyes at number six.
Really? So you moved your team up into four.
Cincinnati at seven. Now, I don't agree with this ranking. I don't think they've earned this ranking, but I think this is what you're going to see tonight. I think Georgia is going to be eighth, Miami is going to be ninth, and Oklahoma is going to be 10th. You continue to see the, you know, outside of Cincinnati, the rest of the little guys get disrespected in this thing. You know, Coastal's way down there at 20. They're like 13th in the regular polls. You know, all of the little guys are just really, really pushed down far in the rankings. Last week they had North Carolina 19th. One poll had North Carolina unranked. The other one had them 25th. The playoff ranking committee had them 19th in advance of that Notre Dame game. Hey, got to do whatever you can to build that Notre Dame resume, right? That's what the playoff committee did. Alonzo, generally speaking, what is your level of interest in the playoff rankings reveal? You know, to me, when this thing first started, I was in Tampa. Right. And the show ended at 7 p.m. I would race home at 7 to make sure I was home in time at 7:30 for the playoff rankings reveal. It was new. It was exciting. It was niche. Do you get this? I don't get the sense right now that it really means a whole lot where they're ranked today. we've got another 3 weeks to go before that really matters, no?
No, I disagree. Right now is when it does matter. Each week this is important. It absolutely is, especially in years past, it was definitely important. This year, it's very important because we don't know what the criteria is. We don't know if there are going to be people like you who drop Ohio State big time after not losing.
Watch this week. Watch tonight.
I believe a couple of weeks ago or something like that. Well, why would Clemson drop? They didn't lose. We were having a conversation on the air, and so it's okay for Ohio State to drop, but not Clemson. I am interested to see what they're going to do, just because of COVID and because of the lack of games for some teams and things like that. But I don't think it's going to change tonight. I think it's going to be the same tonight as it was last week.
Alonzo believes it's going to be Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. We'll see. I really don't think it matters right now. I think the only ranking that matters is after the conference championship games are played. If Ohio State is eligible.
You got to look at where college football has gone the last couple of weeks. There's no guarantee that those championship games are going to be played.
I disagree. I don't think you'll have a playoff, Lonzo, until the conference championship games are played, because that determines who's in the playoff.
Not according to the criteria. Is that a part of the criteria? Because last I heard, you didn't have to be a conference champion.
You don't have to be a conference champion, but most of the participants are.
It's not prerequisite. So you don't have to have the championship games. It's the top four, the four best teams in college football as picked by the college football committee, and it doesn't have to be conference champions. We've seen teams get
so
in.
So let me ask you this. If Ohio State doesn't play another game, you think they're deserving of being in the college football playoff?
Yes.
4-0?
Yes, I think they're one of the top four teams.
So did you
a couple weeks ago.
And you've
had them in your top four, including this week. You had them in your top four. You absolutely did. So you think they're one of the top four teams.
But at some point, it's about the journey. It's about surviving the journey of a college football season. And if you haven't participated in the college football season the way that you should, then you don't deserve to be in the college football
playoff. It's not the way that you should. COVID has changed a lot of things. This is not a normal year, and it's not going to matter the way you think it is. The college football committee is going to pick the four best teams. Doesn't matter if you like it or not. Doesn't matter if I like it. And you know what? If Ohio State doesn't make it in, they don't make it in. But it's not going to change.
If Ohio State doesn't make the playoff, it won't be because people think they're not one of the four best teams. It will be entirely because they haven't played the games required. They haven't gone through the journey that everyone else has. Alabama's played 7 games, Notre Dame 8 games, Clemson 8 games. You know, Ohio State's sitting there with 4. At some point, you got to play some games. At some point, that matters. Now, is Michigan State going to find a Florida State way out of this week's game? Is Michigan going to find a Florida State way out of this week's game? Lonzo, yesterday you weren't fighting too much about this. Today, all of a sudden, you are really defending your Yuckeyes.
No, what I'm doing is you're contradicting yourself, and I don't like that. I want you to be consistent. And that's really what it comes down to. I want you to be consistent. It's better for the program if you're consistent.
Okay. The best thing we heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's get right to it. And the best thing we heard today, Lonzo, you're going NBA for this one, aren't you?
How'd you know? Well, it is labeled best thing.
Because it says that on the cut sheet.
It does do that. That was very accurate. Here's the thing. I know that I know how to carve a turkey. I don't know if Mark Ryan's ever carved a turkey before. Have you ever carved a turkey?
Absolutely. I have carved a turkey, and I carved my hand right off in the process.
All right. Well, Gordon Hayward had never carved a turkey before.
Is that your first time carving a turkey, and what happened? And how was it?
Yeah, so that was the first time that I've ever carved a turkey. And it was something where I actually, like, it was basically something where I was like, Gordon, come over here and make yourself useful, like carve this turkey. And so, like, you know, I came over there and I had to watch a video first of how to do it. And so I watch it, and the, you know, the first step it tells you is to like take the turkey and put it, you know, on the cutting board. So then you can start carving it up. And as soon as I do that, I go to lift it up and the whole thing just falls down. And it was like, okay, great. Now what do I do? But it ended up working out just fine. I don't know if she posted a picture like of the final product or not, but the turkey looked good. It tasted good. It all ended up being okay. My wife did a phenomenal job with Thanksgiving as far as cooking. And
yes.
So he had to watch a video to know how to carve the turkey. Is this where we are in society?
And this
now?
Is the guy that Charlotte just up the road gave four years, $120 million
to. Hey, when you're worth that much money, somebody else carves a turkey for you. So I guess.
Yeah, that's the truth. I was listening to George Clooney the other day. You know George Clooney, the alter ego of Mark Ryan. He said he just was doing laundry for the first time in years. He was doing laundry. So if George Clooney can do some laundry, if Gordon Hayward can carve a turkey, I can too. Lonzo, what is the one thing in the kitchen you're embarrassed to admit you don't know how to do?
Nothing comes to mind. We have limited time.
We have limited time. Yeah.
I don't know how to do dishes, Mark.
Really? You don't know how to do dishes? Oh.
Just can't figure it out.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. All right. Coming up next on the show, can you win a national title in Columbia, South Carolina? This is the most interactive sports radio show in the Upstate. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.